Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. Well, anyway, without my introduction, but thank you for listening. There will be another album with my hits, the hits that I released the past decade, because I've been releasing music for about a decade. I've been releasing music to the public, to you guys, because you love to listen to my music or listen to my podcast, so thank you for listening. I have to get a new distributor, so it will be coming out hopefully within the next few days. Give it 5 days. So I wanted to talk about that. You know, it's going to be, I'm going to try to put out another song, but it ain't recording studio. You know, original songs I made for my keyboard. So we'll see what I pick out. Maybe I won't. Or some very hard rock songs I made a long time ago. I don't know. Maybe not. I'll let you know. I wanted to also talk to you about my previous podcast. You know, I noticed myself that I've talked about, you know, with my private life situations, allegations that I made, you know, and you know, because I talk about a lot of things with my podcast. My podcast, I really prefer to talk about music because it's about music, you know, it's about art and politics. I talk about politics, but I also talk about personal things that were bothering me on a personal level that shown a propensity for troubledness, not personally, but around me at my home. So I'm okay, you know, I'm level-headed. It was regarding, you know, I mentioned about trespassing, voyeurism. This is where I'm going to stand at. I'm going to try to stop saying that topic because it's, even myself says perpetuous, you know, just keep talking about it, but it was just an issue that I continuously go through with other people, and it's an allegation. It wasn't done to, you know, cause a concern or anything. It was just something that I needed to talk about because, you know, it's going to law enforcement and going to legal, you know, like a lawyer or something, isn't enough, because I love to talk about what's on my mind, especially when I'm dealing with something that I think persistently I talked about because of other people's gossiping. And I had to ignore a lot of stuff and just let it go, but it was difficult when I hear the crazy person keep saying something. Either it's happening or it's clear violation, they talk about something that is true, I don't know. Well, today, I wanted to let you know that, you know, I was just an allegation of this person talking about my podcast, talk about my allegations with the people related to my home, you know, the management, and thinking that, you know, you can't see anything or voyeurism, there's no voyeurism, and they thought something was wrong with me, and or alleged or whatever. My stance is I never said it was a camera or anything. I thought that was crazy in itself. The reason why I talked about that issue is because I think it's so bizarre and crazy that these people perpetuate this gossip about that issue. And because of that issue, I thought it was something to talk about because it was so, to me, really peculiar. So I got a little upset because I never said it was a camera, but I'm gonna let it go because again, those were allegations, and for these people or anybody to say these allegations was ridiculous, and to say that I'm saying that it's a camera, that's false in itself. I only said allegations. I did not say it was. But I had to speak out about it. But I decided when I if I come across this issue again, which I may not, because they got some people who are right well in this neighborhood or these homeless or neighbor or wherever, I am going to talk about it on podcast because I mentioned it too many times in my podcast, and I need to talk about something else. I need to move on. You know, I got a professional business as a musician. I got other things to talk about. There's more important things to talk about, including legally, you know, what's going on with the Supreme Court and what's going on with, you know, something more positive. And so it's time for me to talk about, and I should be talking about my music. So I'm not going to talk about it no more on podcasts. If I do, catch me, you know, because I think I got to stop. But I only talked about it because it was so peculiar. You know, it was something so bizarre that I just simply could not understand why would somebody say those things. And the mental health or something, you know. Life is too short. If I do have a problem with it, you won't hear me talk about it. I'm just deal with it personally. I'm just going to have to act like a civilized adult, which I am, and I always be, and I'm going to talk about my music. So I am going to talk about politics, and I'm going to talk about personal situation, philosophy, law, all kinds of things. But if I come across something that I'm concerned about, it won't be this, okay? I spoke about it too much. And that's the disclaimer. These podcasts are not meant to cause trouble or break the law, so I leave it there. It's about music, because the truth of the matter is the reason why I'm doing this podcast is really about my artistry, my intellectual curiosity, because I came to Hollywood to be a star, to be in the music industry. So I hope you like my album, I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, Part 2, because that's what I really want to talk about. It's been out. It's like music that I made for years. You know, the thing about it is that when it comes to music, it's a joy. But I didn't come out to Hollywood to just play or do it for a hobby and that's that. I had to. This is the business side of it, and it's very difficult. To copyright my songs because, you know, people are telling me, oh, you should copyright your songs to protect it, you know. I had to go out and sing, and it's very hard as you get older to keep going out and sing because I've done it so many times when I was younger. You know, all those years, and then you had to promote it, you had to release it. The business side really was the difficult part, you know, but through it all, I enjoy making music. I enjoy talking about issues. I enjoy acting. I enjoy being an artist, and I am an artist. So one part of my destiny is to be an artist, so it's good to do. So it will be another album. I hope it be like 15 songs. I don't know. It may be my last one for quite some time. Because I released so many greatest hits albums and so many albums with songs that I don't have nothing to prove. I don't think I need to release any more, but I'm gonna keep my options open because I may. But it's gonna be probably in a couple of days. You know, greatest hits. Maybe I release something new. I don't know. You can check on the computer and see if I talked about a new EP, you know, with a few new songs, you know, or old songs. Most of them are old, you know. And it was Trauma, you know. Trauma, I re-released it, you know. It's about something I made a long time ago. You know, I was into rock and roll, you know, and stuff. And music is such a joy to make, you know. It's just about getting ahead, you know, making a living at it. So, you know, that's the thing. And the reality of being a struggling starving artist. But I'm glad I made I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True Part 2, because the reason why it was named Part 2 was because I made two versions of I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True. One version is what I play on the keyboard, you know, a long version. And then the Part 2 is when it's the studio, I went into producer, and I took part of the first version, with the melody and I, you know, me playing on the keyboard, and I added it, he added it, and it came out to "I Want My Hollywood Dreams Come True," and I did all the lyrics. I pretty much did all the producing on it, and the music, the keyboards, I was in there playing those keyboards, but the music and but the producing and the lyrics. Pretty much was me, and music was me and someone else. I was in everything, it was a joy to do that, and that's not my final time I would do with Dave, because Dave moved on, so it was a joy to do. But at home, I just play these keyboards, just try to be original and just make original music. So maybe I release some of that. Who knows? I keep you guessing. But that's what I really want to do, and I really want to be positive and be healthy as an individual, because I have to be healthy mentally, physically, keep my options open. And the reality is, as a starving artist, as I get older, I have to, people say you have to have something to fall back on. And, yeah, that's why I went back to college, because, releasing a compilation a long time ago and not getting nowhere and getting rejected or whatever. It's frustrating. It's a very hard life. But I still have that dream, and I hope you like those podcasts. My podcast and my music, pardon me. I hope you like my music and enjoy my podcast. I have my own way of talking, or my quirky way of people per se, the way I come across on my podcast, but that is who I am naturally, and that is the way it's supposed to be, just to be positive and be aware, always be aware of things and keep going, because life is too short, and try to be aware of things, because that's part of why I love to talk as well as sing. Singing is like, love to sing out that note. I really wanted to prefer to singing, but talking is a way for me to express thyself as well, because podcast is truly a great art form to express what's going on in the world. And I express my thoughts about the Supreme Court decisions and what could happen with the Supreme Court with relation to freedoms, because I don't think that's right. I think we should all be free. But this is not the podcast to talk about it, because I'm just talking about my previous podcast in relation to, trying to drop topics that shouldn't be talked about no more, and trying to be healthy, and trying to keep a well-rounded podcast. With my previous podcast, I was talking about different stuff, I may talk about a book, or I may talk about something different, and keep a variety of topics, which I like to do, or want to. Then again, I talk about my music, because I love to make music, and I love to continue my aspirations as a artist. And yes, I'm aspiring, and I'm also open to all ideas. If you have any questions about what I do on my podcast and what has been said by me on previous podcasts, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. I'm on Twitter, DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. Talk about something related to podcasts and stuff, and I would greatly respond, and I hope, because I love to hear what people have to say about my podcast, my previous podcast, because it keeps me aware of what's going on. But I also aware that I'm a very healthy person, so talk about positivity and help being healthy and get rid of the negative topics. But negativity will be talked about if it's something related to something of true concern. Because I do know that when I talk about if I have any personal issues with people or something, somebody out there may be having the same issue, so it has to be talked about, I feel. Or talk about the Supreme Court on a major scale, a lot of people are thinking the same way. Because as a human being, we all go through issues, and when I hear somebody talk about something on the radio, on podcast, I could be feeling the same thing that they're feeling, and I can relate to what they're saying. So I will always be aware of that. But also to be healthy, to talk about something, to move on to talk about other topics. But I have to talk about the good and bad, because in order to be a healthy person, to be cleansed and to be healthy, the light and the dark has to be talked about. The light is to be talked about, the good side, the positive things are to be talked about, because, it's a good thing to talk about. It's healthy. The negative things sometimes got to be talked about, because it cleanses me out and it makes us more healthier human beings. You know, because things on this planet are not always good, positive. When I talk about it, it cleanses out, just like with my music, it cleanses me out. It makes me a healthier person. So if you have any questions, contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. So there will be another album with hits. It may be my last one for a while, or if ever, because I released so many. And with that, I will talk to you soon. So the next podcast will be about the new album, maybe in a day or two. And it may be my last, but I don't know. Being an artist and a creator, I think not, but I think it will be for quite a while, maybe a year or 2 years. I don't know. Good day, good night from Dove Night.